Parshas Lech Lecha, the Nisoyin of Lech Lecha, from the Asor Nisyoinis to Nisnasa from Avinu. The emes is, by the Akeda, it also says Lech Lecha. The Medrash tells that the Nisoyin of Lech Lecha stayed Lech Lecha. By the Nisoyin of Akeda also, it says Lech Lecha El Harameria. And the Medrash contrasts and compares the two, and even handles which is more of a Nisoyin. And in Sfarim state, we see the Sholem, other Sfarim, they stell on the chilik between the Nisoyin of Lech Lecha and the Nisoyin of Akeda. Akeda is a one-time thing. It's a Mesiris Nefesh Kipshutai, Mimsares B'noi, a Nisoyin for Yitzhak, a Nisoyin for Avram, but that's a Lech Lecha, that's a Nisoyin, a one-time Mesiris Nefesh. But you have to know that the Lech Lecha of Lech Lecha, Kenzayin is a harder Nisoyin, because it's not one time, it's Keseder, Tog, Nach Tog, Nach Tog. That's also Mesiris Nefesh. There's a mysterious nefesh of to jump into the Kifshin Aish, to take the Akedah, to take the leap of faith, to spring in Arayin. That's one kind of Nisoyin. But then there's a Nisoyin of day after day after day, when it's a cold, rainy day in Shvat, to again get up, and Nochatog, and Nochatog, and Nochatog. That's the two different kinds of Lech Lecha. Both are mysterious nefesh. There's a Gevaldik Adiyak in the Megad Yosef he brings in the Haftorah of this week's Parsha, on the same Nisoyin. V'koyvi Hashem yachlifu koyach yalu eiver kanisharin. Yorutsu v'lo yigo. They're going to run and not get tired out. Yelchu v'lo yofu. You're going to go and not get tired. Well, if you're going to run and you're not going to get tired, certainly yelchu v'lo yofu. So he says, no, yorutsu is the 100-meter dash. It's a one-time, one quick run. And on that, you're saying yorutsu, and the people are going to be on the madrega that lo yigo. But then there's something else. Then there's lech lecha. Yelchu. Taka slower, so certainly you won't get tired out. No, but this is a long-term thing. Nochatog, nochatog, nochatog. And that's one Lech Lecha and the other Lech Lecha. And a person has to know that Mesiris Nefesh is Gamizu, Vigamizu, Alpanach Yedecha, to me, in both Lech Lechas, like it says, Vashem, Beirich, Esavrom, Bakoil. Bakoil is Beiz Kol, Beiz Lanacha. Two Lech Lechas. Oichader Lech Lecha, and Oichader Lech Lecha. In Rambam state, Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, when he talks about Avram Avinu, Kivan Shem Nigmal Eison Zeh, and he describes Avram Avinu, when he was a small child, when he was Nigma, when he was 3 years old, he was starting to be shaited b'daitoi to see about the Rabbeinu Shloilem, and the Hemshech the Rambam says, "Uben arboyim u'shmoyne shana hikares boyroi." Shtel's derived, arboyim u'shmoyne. The Gemara says he was 3 years old. The Gemara in the Dor, it says, "Ekev asher shama Avram b'koyli." Why Ekev? Ekev is 172, because Avram Avinu lived till 175, and Ekev 172 of the years he was makares boyroi. Frek derived. The Rambam himself is soyser. First he says 3, then he says 48. The emes is the Medrash brings. It's a machlokes of Yochanan or Shlokish. Whether when was Hikar is Boyer? Was it at 3 or at 48? Obviously, that's like a steer in Rambam. Rav Volbe in Ali Shor in Chelik Beis, he touches up the Rambam. He says when he was 3 years old, he already had a yediyah sheyesh Boyer Olam. He had a yediyah besichloi. Aber ad arboyim v'shmoina, the lashon is hikar b'liboy, and he talks about the difference. Famous story of Eliyahu talks about it a lot. That there's a difference between the yodata and v'ashivoyse elav avecha. What's the difference between yodata and v'ashivoyse elav avecha? It's one thing to have a yediya b'seichel, a yediya b'mach, and then there's another thing. There's another thing to have v'ashivoyse elav avecha. And the Bali Musa talk about there's a difference between the Adato and Vashivoyse Elav Avecha. Taka, there's a difference. Oh, but by Avram Avinu, it was a difference of 45 years. We're talking about Avram Avinu. And it's still an Avoida from 3 years old to 48. Ad Kan is the Rochek, the Merchak, from the Adato to Vashivoyse Elav Avecha. That's Avram by 3 years old and Avram by 48. But it's very interesting that we're starting Parshas Lech Lecha. Be'etzem Avram was already mentioned at the end of Noach. Over in Parshas Lech Lecha, the story that the Torah tells us about Avram Avinu was starting at 75. What happened until then? It's interesting. What the Torah is telling us about Avram Avinu is from 75, from Lech Lecha. Because Vayistachar, Psi 3, which was V'yadato, and Psi 48, which was V'ashivoyse Elav Avecha, that Avram Avinu did B'seichel. And what a person does B'seichel, that's one Madregatak. Over the godless over here, and that's what the Torah is being Madgish, was Lech Lecha, that he did under Seichel. That what he did connected the Seichel, how he was already abetstelling Megayer es Hanoshim, and he instead Eret Gebitten, and he changed his Mahalach, and Abraham tells him to go. That's what the Torah tells Avek about the Nekudah of Lech Lecha. Balaturim says Lech Lecha is 100. So he says Lech Lecha is 100 because Avraham Avinu from Lech Lecha lived another 100 years. From 75 he lived another 100 years. Or on the other hand, it's Meramez on 100 that he was going to be 100 when he had Yitzchak. And he says one Lech Lecha, Lech is 50, because it's Meramez that from the time of Avraham Avinu there are 50 Doiris until Taka the Golis, when Sitkia goes into Golis. So it's Lech. When is going to be the Lech? After 50 Doiris. As I said, Dr. Arems. The Zohar asks, it says Lech Lecha Lashin Yochad, that it's only for Avraham. You know, it should say Lachem, Lechu Lachem. He went with Sarah. And you know, the Velt asks always, why is the Marshal the Akedah? Why is it Avram's Nesayin? Why is it not called Yitzchak's Nesayin? Lechor came and shtel in the Oichet, and I saw a Svaram shtel of them. Lechor, the Zohar is asking the Kasha. It says Sarah's Nesayin Oichet, the Lech Lecha's Afsara Oichet. We can talk in Asach Neschayis, though. Aber, I saw one Nusaf, the Pshat is, in the Tzur of Abayis, if Avram is Oimid b'Nesayin, so then Sarah is Nigra Basra. It's the Nesayin Tak of Avram. It's the one that's Moivel in the bias. Oh, but the Etzem Shtel is Shtel, L'chayr and Zayr Shtel. The Ebes is Maftiach in Lech Lecha, the Eschol, the Goy Godol, Rashi brings, Zeh Sho'ayr Melikei Avram, Ba'avarecha Sho'ayr Melikei Yitzchak, Ba'agad Lo Shemecha, Ba'agad Lo Shemecha, Zeh Sho'ayr Melikei Yaakov, over B'cho Choysman. So I saw a pshat, what does it mean, Ba'agad Lo Shemecha, is that they say Melikei Yaakov? It's from state that the Shemus of the Obis, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, has 13 Oisiyas. And the Oisius of the Imois, Rochel, Leir, Rivkin, and Sora Oichet, 13 Oisius. Tzamen is Chavav, is the Yudke Vavke, the Ovis, and the Imois is the Merkava for the Rabbinic level. But it's 13 Oisius. Avram was without a hay. But on the other hand, then you have Yisrael, which is an extra letter. Instead of Yaakov, it's Yisrael. So now Hashem is changing his name. Va'agad lo shemecha to Avraham, Zesh Oimer Melikei Yaakov. Why by Tvila do we say Melikei Yaakov, not Melikei Yisrael? Because Va'agad Lo Shemecha, I'm making your name bigger, I'm adding the hay. And to keep the cheshbon of the 13, if you're adding the hay in Avraham, the Va'agad Lo Shemecha, so then it's Zeh She'ayir Melikei Yaakov. You say Yaakov, not Yisrael, to keep the cheshbon of the 13. Yeah, a chelik of the Nesayin, or after it's another Nesayin, it's a big machlokes Rishonim in the cheshbon of the Asor Nesayin, it's pshat in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos that there was 10 Nesayin, a big nidden in the Rishonim, which are the 10? But you have it in a Nesayin with the Yerida to Mitzrayim. And he says, Hine no yadati ki ishi if asmara at, Rashi brings, kam apshotim, ad achshav lo hikrbo, mitoich tzniyash nebe shneyen. Dover achar min ago oilum is that the Torah chaderech makes that a person is misbazev, izoyis omda biyofya, and pshute shal mikra is, Hine no yadati ki ishi if asmara at, that I have to be worried about it. Mizok Dibber from the Baal Shem Tov, what does he mean he has to be worried about it? If he sees that the Mitzrayim are handling about his azak, why is there something to be worried about? Rashi brings the upshot that he taki didn't know. Ad achshav lo hikrbo. Frektim arsho in Baba Basra daf tezayin. Ander achrayim oichet. It's a Gemara in Kedushin. In the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin, lo oilom lo yikadish adam esa isha ad shiireno, shemet tezgan ola. So there's a din. You have to look before. And you know, and we talk about this a lot in the Kumad Geparshiyos, it's a Gemara in Yuma that Chavches Oichet the Mishnah and the Kedushin Avram Avinu Kayim Kol HaToyra Kula Koidim Shenitna Shenemer Ekev HaShashom Avram Bekoili and Asach when the Inyonim we gave Durchten the Parashis of Retvek in them that the Ovis Avram and the Ovis kept the Torah is Hom Menashtel Mitzad Echor Avram Avinu was Kayim Kol HaToyra Kula Afilu Erev Tavshilin Afilu Derabonans as I say in the Gemara Afilu Erev Tavshilin as I can declare if this didn't Achi Yerene is a Derabon or a Deraisa Anders say it's a Deraisa it says you're going to be Nichshon Vahaptan Rehav Kamoicha. Oh, but Avraham Avinu keeps the whole Torah. What's the pshat that Shtei thought that he didn't know what Sarah looks like? As I frekti Marsha and after Zayin in Baba Basra, zokti Marsha two terutzim. Ein teret zokti Marsha. He taka did look one time before they got married, but that was Yoren Sarik. That avada in Shana River, he didn't know if it was Amda B'yofla. Tzveita teret zokti Marsha, and he uses this yisoid in many places. Zokti Marsha avada. The Gemara says Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah. Starting when did Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah? When the Rabbi Nishlam told him by Parshas Milo, his halich lefanei v'heyei sonim, that's when Avraham Avinu started keeping the whole Torah. B'shas Milo. With this he answers many kashas. Of the Yisoy, that Avraham Avinu only started keeping the Torah after he did the Milo. Zoktim Arshoi v'zoi, when he married Sarah, he didn't keep yet the Torah. Azoi zoktim Arshoi. The Ramban in Parshas Tolus, Kiyadua says, that they only kept the Ovis, they kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Avraham married Sarai in Charon. Turkey. It was in Chutzlaritz. In Chutzlaritz, they didn't keep the Torah. I don't know, maybe when he goes, first time he enters Eretz Yisrael, he has to look. Aber, he's already married. Aber, Azei, Zokti Marsha. Now, this is the side of the Marsha. The Marsha says it in Yevamah Staf Kuf, also in other places, and the Proshas Drochim, who is the Vada Demara, the Shmaitza of the Sugya, whether the Avos have a din of a Benoyach or a din of Yisrael, the famous Arichus in the Proshas Drochim. This is a central theme in the Proshas Drochim. Whether Avraham Avinu only started keeping the Torah after he did Mila. We're answering, among many other questions, we're answering that's why he didn't look at Sarah before they got married. The Marsha himself says that's the Teretz to Akasha, which Be'ezer Hashem we have to get to. The end of the Parsha. Why did Avraham Avinu not mal himself before? If Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah, why did he not mal himself? And we're going to see Be'ezer Hashem. We'll have time. Aber Zokti Marsha, there's many truths into this Kasha, Aber Zokti Marsha, he only started keeping the Torah after he did Mila. Zishkin Kasha, why wasn't he mal himself before he kept the Torah? He only started keeping the Torah after he was mal himself. V'chaheno, that is a Teretz why Avraham Avinu married Hagar was a mitzris. And now that I marry a mitzris, it's all in this cheshvan Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah only after he did Mila. We'll see about that still. I heard once a different shot that Avraham Avinu is saying he's worried that Sarah is Yifas Marat. Shot is Azoy, Avraham Avinu Avadenu. Azoy, maybe from the Goyim that's him, that he Avadenu that she was a Yifas Marat. Now what's the pshat? He thought that maybe she's not the Etzem Yifas Marat, nor it's Chutzal Chesed. We know by Esther it says, there's other Chazals, that it's Be'etzem not Yofen, or it was Chutzal Chesed. Avraham Avinu had a tzad that maybe the Yofi of Sarah is as Chutzal Chesed. Now let me tell you a klal in Chutzal Chesed. Chutzal Chesed, l'chayre, if you're going to a place like Mitzrayim and it's going to be problematic, so then the Chutzal Chesed will go away. Chutzal Chesed is there to be l'fayelis, not to cause problems. If it's Yofi Be'etzem, it's there, it's a Metzias. But if the Yofi is only because of Chutzal Chesed, he wouldn't be worried about it. Avraham Avinu suddenly realized it was Yofi Be'etzem. How did he know? Like Rashi brings, he saw in the reflection in the water. The Medrash brings that he saw in the reflection in the water. That's always how did he see? He didn't look. What did he see? He saw reflection. Reflection, you don't see the Yechut Shel Chesed. When it's not Yoyfi Be'etzem, it's Chut Shel Chesed. Chut Shel Chesed is at Menorah, the Parnam Alein, not in the reflection. Avraham Avinu saw that she's Yifas Mara from the reflection of the water. The Gechap says, Emesi Yoyfi. He has to be worried that Ishi Yifas Mara. By he, Kasher Hikriv Lova Mitzrayim, they're getting close to Mitzrayim. I heard once an interesting pshat. He's getting close to Mitzrayim, so he tells Sora, we have to ready make our story that it's Achoisiyat. Why when they get close to Mitzrayim? When they get to Mitzrayim, they'll handle it. No, when they're getting close already to Mitzrayim. I heard once a pshat, Al Derech HaMoshel, that in Volozhin, there was a very strict acceptance program, which Bochum they accepted in the yeshiva, and there was a quota from Yedishtot, from the big shtetlach, maybe they took a few bochum, but from small shtetlach, mamash only one or two bochum. You had a bochum that came from a derech lazah, and he already knew there's a bochum or two from, it was already in the skabel into the yeshiva from that derech. So in order to, was tumen, and I'm really wearing any yeshiva. So they would say, he's from a different shtot. But if you want to go spakoy for a story that you're from a different shtot, you're from Vadislav, and Nishvan Echvei, from under a derech, you can't just show up in Volozhin and Zoganazah. You're ready when you get already a few miles before Volozhin, you have to already start selling the story. By Hikashir Hikriv Lovay Mitzrayim, they already had to start framing this mahalach. Avraham Avinu says he's worried that v'horgu oisi v'oisoch yichayu. He's worried that they're going to kill him. It's interesting. He's worried that they're going to kill him. Why are they going to kill him? A lot of Rishonim learned they're going to kill him because they don't want to be nichshal and eishes ish. So they're going to kill him. This is what he says. They're sisters. They're not. If they're choshed on ritzicha, why they're not choshed on eishes ish? What's the chilik? So there's a sach toyer though, but I heard once a shenip shat. Because Eishes Ish, if they're going to be Nitzel, it's Kesedo, it's again and again and again. Ritzicha is one time, we spoke in the beginning. There's one time things, and Azachas gave Kesedo. The Cheshvan is that they're going to want to do, and the Emes is, I saw once, there's a Medrash that says on this Pasuk, a Medrash plea of a state, that a person, you're supposed to be Machal Shabbos for a Choyla, Shabbos, if you have an option, you can give a Choyla, let's say, Nevela. But he needs to eat a lot of Kesedo. And you have another option, it's Shabbos, but you could Shecht. Yeah, but Shechit B'Shabbos. What's it better to do one time Shechita B'Shabbos, which is a Mochamed Kisa, but it's only one Avera, or to eat Kisei, the Kama Kiseisim of Nevela? It's a whole Nidin, the Paiskim, the Kansas Sugi and Yuma. Oh, but the Pshad is that's the Tzushta from over here, that the Mitzri made a Cheshbin, V'hargu Oisi V'Oisach Yichai. V'Yihi Riv, Bein Roye Mikne Avram, Bein Roye Mikne Loit. And the pasuk is mashlim ba'knani ba'prizi os yoshev ba'aretz. Rashi brings because we're stressing, you know, the royim like the time that we already own Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu has no children. We're the yorshim, and we have a right already to use the karka. And the pasuk is Machros Bech Nova, Knani Vaprizi Az Yoshe Boretz, Noch Nisht. Avram Avinu wasn't Zeichen yet. Frek the Proshes Drochen, it's Taka Stira, was Avram Avinu already Zeichen Eretz Yisrael or not? We know later on by Kvura of Chayisora, he says, Im Tirzo Harenu Ger, Im Tirzo Harenu Toshav, Avram Avinu comes with a Tainach, Ben Abal Abbas, a Chavarecht. When Dosh Tei Nishta Zeich, that he's telling the Anshei Loit that they don't have a right. And the pasuk is Machros, Vaknani Vaprizi, Az Yoshe Boretz, we're not yet that it belongs to Avram. So the Proshes Drochem is Mayrach Abetis Nakud also over there. First he wants to say there's a chilek between before Yitzchak was born and after Yitzchak was born. Then he says another mahalach based on a Tosfos Rosh Hashanah. He says Avram Avinu already owned the Guf HaKarka, but not the Gidulim of the Karka. So the Kuach with Loit, Roye Loit, and the Roye Avram is Lagabi using the Gidulim of the Karka. That Avram Avinu didn't own yet. For Kvura Sora, it's the Guf HaKarka alone. For the Kvura, that already Avram did own. But that's a ganze nidden. What Avram owned already in the Eretz Yisrael and whatnot. Akoponim was a Mariv, then Roy Loit, and he says we have to separate. He pared no me'alai. He pared no me'alai. Im asmol ve'emino, im ayimin vasmi'ilo. I'll go left, you'll go right. I heard once a Shein of Shat. Avram says either you'll go right and I'll go left, or fakert. Why can't one of them stay where they are? One of them should leave and the other one will stay. Shat is Dortmund's given a machloikis. Avus is given a machloikis. Dortmund let Nishan Knetzlach. You should go left, you should go small, yimin, small. Dortmund who's given the art for the machloikis nisht. There's a cheskuni on this pasuk. He pored no me'alai. We know we matim. We know that bechlal in these parshiyos keseder the theme that goes through Rashi and the Ramban. Barichas talks about it many times. Ma'ase aves simin lebonim. Every knech, every nekuda that's mevur in the parshiyos is mesamel on the simin lebonim. The whole Yeridah Mitzrayim is meramed the Golus Mitzrayim. Bechulei, it's talked about keseder in the parshiyos here. The cheskuni says that he pored no me'alai is a remez for the fact that amoni u'me'avi lo yovi bekal Hashem. From Loit comes Amin Umayav, Dosh Tei Taka Der Nakuda, he pored no me'alai. Amoini Umayavi, Loyavi Bakalashim. Now we mentioned before already the Vikuach, if Avram Avinu already did on Eretz Yisrael or not, there's a pasuk over here, and it's a machlokes how to learn. The Eibush that tells him, Kum his halech ba'aretz, la'arku l'rachba, and according to some Rishonim, it was Kinyan Chazaka, Halicha, you have the Sugyan Baba Bash, Lav Gimel, Halicha, Kinyan Baruchais, he was Koina. And again, maybe he was only kind of the Gufa Karka and not the Peiris. Over there's a Shaila in the Proshes Drochem. Again, we can say to come back to this Nakuda, the Proshes Drochem clears if Avram Avinu kept the Torah, does he have the din of a Ben Noach or the din of a Yisrael? So the Proshes Drochem wants to bring a Raya, a Goy, a Ben Noach doesn't have Kinyan Chazaka. Only Yisrael has Kinyan Chazaka. So he wants to bring a Raya over here, Kumis Alech Ba'orach, like the Shittas that learned it was Taka Kinyan Chazaka. It's a Raya that Avram Avinu had a din of a Ben of Yisrael. And that's, again, he brings Rais Lakan Lakan, but this is one of his shtels. Kum is Halak Baruch, was Kinyan Chazaka, must be Avram Avinu has a din of Yisrael. Shrek Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a goyis on the Proshes Drachem. Shrek Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Proshes Drachem himself, many times in the shtickle, brings the Yisoid of the Marsha, which we mentioned before, that the Marsha says that Avram Avinu is only ungehaven keeping the Torah after he was Mal himself. We answered a few kashas with it. Over here it's before. Here Zichari didn't have a din of Yisrael. It's not to say that Avram Avinu has a din of Yisrael. Hatzatan with the Indian that he kept the whole Torah. Even on that, there's a clear. Is he a Ben Noach that's grabbed keeping the Torah, or he gets a din of Yisrael? The Musik that he gets a din of Yisrael is only mitzvah that he's keeping the Torah. The Proshes Drochem himself goes with the gun that he only started keeping the Torah after he did the Milah. How could he, Mineyu Bey, prove that he has Kinyan Chazaka over here? Farden. You have the Malchomo of the Arba Malachim, Asach Sugisto. You have the Malchomas. There's a Shein of Maisa with Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld was a very big loichem neged the Tzioinim in his kufa, far the Proitz Amdina. Aber he was one of the big loichemim. And one time they chepped one of the Rosh Tzioinim. He's chepping Rabbi Yosef Chaim made that he's going to be loichem neged us mitn koyach from gematrius. Can you do Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld? Great seiloi. He was the manig ador then, but he was very stark with gematrius. He says, Tzien b'mishpat tipode v'shoveh b'tzdoka. Tzien b'mishpat tipode is gematria talmud bavli. V'shoveh b'tzdoka is gematria talmud yirshal. Tzien b'mishpat tipode oich min toyre v'zayin d'gur. Kiseinu et gematria, hagzeg et shepet. And they did, but loichem zayinu, menatzeich zayinu et gematrius. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld heard that they shepet as well. He said, avad as it. Shteyte was a gruysa mulchama. This was World War. World War I, this is. The four malachim negative, the five malachim, this is World War. The ganze welt, rash zich. And it says, Avram Avinu went with 318 people, Zat Rashi, one. Amen. Eliezer. Gematria 318. Sie haben gezeppert, ein Mensch kann kommen mit der Gematri und machen alles die ganze Zeit. Ja, also ich sage es dir. Also ich sage es dir, mit einem Mensch mit der Gematri. Ein Mensch mit der Gematri. He comes back after the Melchoma and he says, in Michut va'atzroich now, Michut, he was zoiche et chut shal tzitzis, tcheles, and zroich now, to ritzua shal tfilin, Another Chazal says he was zoicha to Sreich now to the Indian of Chalitza. What's the Shaykhah's Chalitza? What's the Shaykhah's to Chalitza? Zoicha to the Indian of Chalitza. Avraham Avinu over here was mamish worried about Loit. And he was helping Loit. He was mefargen. Now who is Loit? Loit is his nephew and his brother-in-law. To make the cheshbon of the Mishpachalogia, Loit is his brother-in-law. Sarah and Loit are brother and sister. So Loit was his shvager. And it was also his nephew. He married Basochev. Sorry, it's Basochev. Yibam is that you're worried about the brother. Mefanem tibrit the brother. Mefargin the brother. Chalitza is when you don't want to forgive, machme chalitza. The whole musik over here of Avraham Avinu going into a world war over here is after forgiven the shvogar, the farmer and tire, Yibam, all kinds. The schus of that is the inyan from chalitza. For that, say, Yavomistik word. Achar advar ma'ele, the Eibush is coming, and he wants to be megalat Avraham Avinu that he's going to give him Eretz Yisrael. Zokta meshechachim, what's achar advar ma'ele? This is very nice. We know that it was haknani v'aprizi az yoshev ba'aretz. Anyone that would have looked at the matzah of what was going on in Canaan then would never have cholmed that someone would be able to take over. V'haknani v'aprizi az yoshev ba'aretz, they were very, very stark. Over Achar Advarim Ha'ela, after you saw that Sidoim, which was also Mamish, the Grace of Malachim, had a Gansam Apollo, Vaisdois that the Eivish that keeps a Cheshbin with the Umois, and when it comes time, Zevelon Fallon Azai, can Fallon Azai in 8 minutes, can Fallon the Gansam Geshef. Achar Advarim Ha'ela, that you see that Sidoim that can Fallon, comes the Eivish and he says, Azai Zatim Eshe Chokhmah, I'm going to be Megal to you, B'machase, he comes to tell Avraham Avinu that he's going to give him Eretz Yisrael. And he tells him to, with the whole Brisbane of Sorum, he's giving him a ganze besura. According to some of the Rishonim, the Brisbane of Sorum is one of the Asorin Asyonis. It's one of the Asorin Asyonis. The Machlokes, we said in the Rishonim, in the Cheshbon, what's the Asorin Asyonis? Some Rishonim say Brisbane of Sorum is one of the Asyonis. A Geferlich in Asyon, Avraham Avinu in the Brisbane of Sorum sees ganze story of Klal Yisroel. He saw that Holocaust and Tachvetat and all the Tzoros and all the Redifis from all the different Doris. It's a Shver Zach. It says, I saw a Moshe Shtermak when it says, Tardemon I fell a Salof. He says, the Eberse gave him anesthesia. It says, it's a Zach, he needed to come with a Tardemon. And the Eberse is Mevasarim and Megalim, Oichetl, what's Taka going to be Basoif? But also Durch, the Allah Tzoros, the Allah Golosim. But the Eberse doesn't maftiach him. V'dor Revi Yeshuva Heina. First Pashtetach, he sees Golos Mitzrayim. Which can you do if Golos Mitzrayim would have been 400 years? He wouldn't have had any lightning in all the other Golosim. But it couldn't be because we were running in the Mem Tesharitum and the Eibush had to take us earlier. So the other Golos are Mashlin. But this was Be'emes, the Mavasa that he saw. And he says, V'dor Revi Yeshuva Heina. What does it mean, V'dor Revi Yeshuva Heina? Rashi says, Dor Revi. Who's the Dor Revi? Dor Revi from Yankiv. Not from Avram. From when Yaakov was the one that went down to Mitzrayim. From Yaakov, the Dor Revi. Why? Yaakov Yehuda, Peretz, Chetzroin, Kolev. Kolev was from Boi Haaretz. Interesting. Dor Revi Yeshuva Heina. Most of the Dor didn't make it. The whole Dor HaMidbar, Dor Kefal. Of a Kolev, Rak Kolev Ben Yifune. Zot, Rashi, that's what it means, Dor Revi. Dor Revi from Yaakov. From Avram, certainly there's no one from the fourth Dor. But from Yaakov Avinu, there's a Dor Revi. Who's the Dor Revi? Kolev. In Rashbam state, the Rashbam always goes Pashuk Shad, he says Dor means 100 years. Dor Revi, 400 years. Golos Mitzrayim is 400 years. That's Arba Doiris. I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings in his Sefer, he says Dor Revi, Takas from Avraham Avinu. There was someone from Avraham Avinu, four Doiris from Avraham Avinu that went into Eretz Yisrael, that came back from Mitzrayim. Serach Bas Osher and Yechevet Bas Levi. Serach Bas Osher, right? Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Osher, Serach. Yitzchak, Yaakov, Asher, Sarah. Dor Revi, you don't have to say it's Dor Revi from Yaakov. It's Dor Revi from Avram Alein. Serach Bas Asher and Yochevet Bas Levi. He brings a medrash. We're Biboya Oretz. So it's Dor Revi from Avram. That's why he's talking about Chaim Kanievsky. So the Emes, I had a Shiloh. It's a very good Kiddush. That's Dor Revi. He says, Ein Mensch. Serach Bas Asher. That's called Dor Revi, Yeshuvu Eina. And he says, that's Poshup Shah. He says, Ulufi Pshutoi, Koi Al Serach Bas Asher. It's Ein Mensch. But then I realized that Chigitrach Tavissel. And what's Rashi's Pshat? What's Dor Revi that Rashi says is not from Avram, from Yankiv? Call it! Vait the Ein Mensch. Well, what's for Din? Kevin Shenzogin is going on Serach. Habe ich geklärt, also, ich will sagen, ein größer Chiddush. I'm not sure. Ich kann schrachten. Der Eberste ist showing Avram Avinu the Brisbane of Sorum. The Brisbane of Sorum is a Nevuah, a Machazeh, that's showing him Be'emes what was going to be. And he saw Golas Mitzrayim, and he saw Leider, all of our Golas and all the Tzoros, Rachman and Flan. This, Atzoyt Kol Yom. That's what he saw. Be'emes, we know that the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. And the Yidden was supposed to be in the Midbar, but then there wasn't supposed to be a Chet Meraglin and a Chet Egel. This all happened afterwards. But Gadav Zayin that the Ganze Dor HaMidbar was yes supposed to go into Yisrael. I want to know, Brisbane of Sorum shows him the original story, was called Gadav Zayin without Chet Meraglin, or it showed him with the story. It could well be that the Eberste showed him the Dor Herzu, the Dor Revi Yeshivu Eini, the fourth Dor, Kolein's Dor is going to come back. The Ganze Dor, that's what he saw in the Brisbane of Sorum. Afterwards, it's a Kali gemacht. Did he see the take two, not the bridge, the revised edition story, or he saw the original story? L'moshel, the Ben Ezra, the Rashbam, they learned Dor Revi means 400 years. Dor is 100 years, 400 years. Chavas Sofik, 400 years, they say, means from Yitzchak's later. Pashat 400 years means 400 years in Mitzrayim. Chazam and Bemis, great tradition. Avraham Avinu saw 400 years in Mitzrayim. Azoy Vol Kedav Zayin. He didn't see the cheshbon of the Memtei Sheretim Gibbon. He saw the 400 years of Mitzrayim, and he saw that the Dor HaMidbar comes back. That's a ganze Dor Revi, Yeshivu Hengah. So after Chaim Kinesi, he has a different shot. Even like the Havamina, Serach Bas Oshen, Yechevet Bas Levi, is Kipshuta, is Tzvei mentioned that are from the Dor Revi from Avram. But when Rashi's saying Dor of Kolev, Ulai, it's Dor Revi of Kolev, Mitzad the Vosvol Gedav Zayin. It's very big Chedushim, you have to know. And Hilchas Nevu, and Hilchas Bris Ben Amsar, Vosa Givendor the Machazeh. This is a Ha'ar of a Sikh Dukhla. It says here that the Brisbane of Sorum, there's greater Ramazim in them, that there was an Egel Meshulash, Eiz Meshulash, Ayel Meshulash, V'tor V'goizel. Tor V'goizel is two birds. Now, B'emes, the Pasuk says, V'eshat Tzipor Loi Basar. There was two birds. Tor V'goizel. Tzipor is Loshin Yochid. No. Echeshev Yedi, interesting. In Pirkei the Rav Elezer state, well, I don't know if I should bring, but the Pirkei the Rav Elezer brings, what do these things stand for? Egel Meshulash is Edoin. And Eiz Meshulash is Yavon. Ayel Meshulash is Paras Umadai. Toyer is Yishmol, and it's Beloshin Aramis. It's a shore. It's not a bird. It's a shore. Toyer Beloshin Aramis. And V'goizel. Now, it doesn't feel right, but I want to say a chiddush. Ayvazoy, esat tzipor loy boser is not only the goizel. The Toyer was a shore. He cut that also up. Besides the Egla Mishulish, Eiz Mishulish, and Ayel Mishulish that he cut in half, and it was Brisbane of Sarim, it was also the Toyer. The Toyer, which is a shore. Esat tzipor, one tzipor loy boser. That's Echler Zogin, based on the Pirkei Rav Elezer. Yeah, you have the sugya of Milo, his halich lefonai v'hei esomim, which we said, Avraham Avinu started keeping the Torah from then. There's a medrash that says that starting from after Noach, Shleimus was from seven. And the medrash says, there's a medrash in Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Noach, Shleimus is seven, Noach after the table lived 350 years, which is a multiple of seven. It makes a cheshbon, Avraham Avinu from after he was mal himself at 99, lived another 77 years, is Vayter, a multiple of 7, and Tomim. Tomim is 490. Gematria is 7 times 70. That's the Spitz Shlemus of Shlemus. 70 is Shlemus and 7. 7 times 70, that's Tomim. Spitz Shlemus, and everything is in Yonim of 7. The exact opposite of Tomim is Ariri. Ariri is also 490. It's the Faket. It's the Dover V'Puchoy. And Tomim, by Mili Avkoris, and according to Rashi, is Koris of Ariri. Ariri is the hebich of Tomim. It's the 490 of an underweg, of an underzeit. It states on the mountain as Pesara, our last sin, Behoyo, the ois bris. We know that that's the ois of Klal Yisrael. During the weekday, a person has the ois of Mila and the ois of Tfilin. And on Shabbos, you don't have Tfilin. Instead, you have the ois of Mila and the ois of Shabbos. But there's always two oisy ois. And the Shem Yishmul says, beautiful, it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ta'isi kese oive. Klal Yisrael is lost, like a Shepsula is lost. And how do you return a Shabbos Aveda with a simin? You need a simin muvok. It's Mavur and the Rishonim. Two simonim is a simin muvok. There's two simonim, that's the din of a simin muvok. If a yid is taka ta'isi kese oive, if a lawyer in the galus. But if you always have the two simonim, the ois, the two oises, ois bris and ois tefillin, or on Shabbos, ois bris and ois Shabbos, that's the two simonim that it won't be ta'isi kese oive. There's a nidin here in Mila, it's a betza ganza sugi, we'll say the ktsara. There's a din of yoytze doifin. If a baby is born from a C-section, a yoytze doifin, the din is it doesn't mal on Shabbos, the yom hashmini. The emes, what it says in the Gemara is like this. The Gemara says, it says in Parshas Tazria, that after it says the tumah of the mother, it says, uvayom hashmini yimo besar olosoi, so the Gemara darshins in Shabbos, mi she'imoy tmei oleida is nimol hashmini. A zah baby that's born, regular leida, so that it's tumas leida, tumas yoledes, azat vlad is nimol hashmini. But a yoytze doifin where there's no tumas leida is not nimel hashmini. Kipshuta, you read the Gemara, that means you should mal a yoytze doifin should be mal on the first day. That's what it says in the Gemara. Mi she'imoy tmei leida, that's when it's nimel hashmini. When it's a yoytze doifin, it's mal on the first day. Now, what do we do? Halacha l'maisa, as we pass into Rambam and Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Mila, we mal a yoytze doifin on the eighth day, but it's not doifin Shabbos because it's not mamish b'dinu v'liyoy hashmini yimel basaramos. So why don't we mal it already on the first day? Is the reason not dimel le mitzvahs if it's not a din of shmini? It's up to kesef mishnah. That's pashat pshat on the sugya. It's misafik if we hold like that man the yomer. It's in shail if we hold like that man the yomer. That darshan's misha ain't imay tmei aleinu. Since we're not sure how to paskin, so you have to wait to 8 days because maybe for it there isn't any to do it on the eighth day. Or if it's chal on Shabbos, you can't take the risk that shmini is doicha Shabbos because maybe it's not a din of yema shmini. Azoy is up to kesef mishnah. A lot of the Gedolei Achronim, Reb Chaim and Sefer Al Rambam and the Nitziv and the Dvar Avraham and Asach HaDei Achronim, they say differently. There's a pasuk in this week's parsha that also says Shmini. Uben Shmoinas Yomim Yimol Lachem Kol Zocher. Zot Reb Chaim and those other Achronim. Even a Mila that's a Yoytze Doifin, it doesn't have the din of Uvayoyim HaShmini Yimol Basalos. But it has the din of Uben Shmoinas Yomim Yimol Lachem. And that thing you do have. And he says it's Mefurish in the Gemara. When the Gemara said that man the Yomer that you shouldn't mal a yoytze doifin b'yom hashmini because it's not tumas leida. Frek the Gemara. What in far matan Torah there was no tumas leida. What's then? So Reb Chaim, it's not stam chepering. It's saying this the other din also when the maltim uben shmoinas yomim yimo. So Reb Chaim Meiridik. There's taka two reasons why we mal a kid on the eighth day. Also because in Parshas Tazria it says uvayoyim hashmini yimo l'sar alosay. And over there there's a din uvayoyim hashmini afilu b'shabbes. But that din doesn't apply by a yoytze doifin, because that din is right next to the pasuk of tumas leida, and we have a din misha ein imay tmei leida ein nimel l'shmini, and it doesn't have anything. But there's another din uben shmoinas yomim. So avada bivada, not misafik. You wait till the eighth day of this din. No, this din of uben shmoinas yomim doesn't have a din that is doiches Shabbos, and that's why a yoytze doifin we don't doiches Shabbos, but avada we wait till the eighth day. That's classic. That's the Reb Chaim and a lot of the other Chaim. There's a famous kasha the Velt asks. If you have a yoytze doifin, we say it's not doicha Shabbos. Who then it's not doicha yontif? If the eighth day comes out on yontif, the din is if the eighth day comes out on yontif, it's not doicha yontif either. Mila b'zman is doicha yontif. Here you don't know. It's a yoytze doifin. It doesn't have the din that it's doicha yontif. Rebbe Dachronim Amorei Dik Kasha. There's a famous kasha. Why isn't mila even a mila shaloi b'zman? A mamish a mila shaloi b'zman on the ninth day, on the tenth day. Mila shaloi b'zman. Let it be doicha yontif because of mitoich. And yontif is a heder of mitoich. Mitoich that you're anyways doing malachas by full nefesh, it's mutter under malachas. Als mitoich, you should be able to do it. And it's a famous kasha. And the teretz is vazak devel. You could wait to do it till tomorrow. It's anyways a mila shaloi b'zmana. It's already the ninth day. So what are you saying? Als mitoich, you should do it on yontif. Even mitoich needs a little bit of a tzoyrich. The tzoyrich that is reason makdim al mitzvah to do it one day before is not a tzoyrich. There's no chilek if you're going to do it today on the ninth day, which is yontif, or wait till the tenth day. There's no heder of mitoich because there's no yisrin, there's no greisig lich. The reason that demon is not enough to be a tzoyrich for mitoich. Zeirgut, Fred de Veld, a tinoik, a yoytze doifin, that's born on a yoytze doifin, that the eighth day comes out on yomtif, should be mitoich. Als mitoich, it should be doifin. Tell me, there's no tzoyrich. You're going to be makayma deraisa of ben shmoinas yomim yimo. Taki, there's no din of uvayoyim hashmini yimo. But there's this other din that you're supposed to wait till the 8th day of Ben Shmoinas Yom. You're supposed to wait till Ben Shmoinas Yom. Why don't you have that din? As I fragment in the belt, Lachar is a murder of the Keter, it's how good?
It's important.
The Chasam Sofer says that there's a din of Ayyayim Hashmini Yima Basar Allah, so you're supposed to Malikin on the 8th day, and the 8th day means Dabka the 8th, not the 7th, not the 9th. This din of Ben Shmoinas Yomim means you're supposed to wait, not do it the first 7 days. But not that there's anything unique about the 8th. It's Miyayim Hashmini Bahala. And it's an emes mafurish Gemara. The Gemara says, you already have Ben Shmoinas Yomim. What do you do Miyayim Hashmini? Is that the Gemara? I would have thought, maybe just Shmini in Shviloi. But she, yeah. Shteit Miyayim Hashmini Yima Basar Losim. Pashat Tazriyat at the 9th. As this then of Ben Shmoinas Yomim, it's from the 8th day. But there's no chalik, it's the 8th or the 9th. So there's no mitoich. There's no esik of mitoich. There's no difference between doing on the 8th or the 9th. Over Homi, it's not on the first 7 days. Now we have two revachim. First of all, there's an interesting revach. There's a Gemara in Pesachim that says that a baby, if a father can't do Korban Pesach, if he has a tinoik that wasn't gemalt, and the Gemara darshan is two separate Pesachim, that he can't be makar of the Korban Pesach if he has a baby that's not gemalt, and he can't eat the Korban Pesach if he doesn't have a baby that's not gemalt. Correct the Gemara, if he already doesn't have a baby that they will makar of the Korban Pesach, how will he suddenly get a baby? Even if he had a baby born in between, it's not the 8th day yet. Why didn't they just answer it was a Yotze Doifin that was born? The Gemara used to say he was an Oyus, it was a Choyla. Say it was a Yotze Doifin. Teretz is Yotze Doifin also. Yivada don't mal till the 8th day. But from the 8th day and on yet. Then it's an interesting Maisa, Rashi, in the Parsha. Perakid Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Himal Yimal Yilid Beisa. He's quoting Bebis the Gemara on Shabbos, but he says a different thing. He says, Lila Metcha, that there's one kind of Yilid Bais, that's Nimo. Now there's two Girsas here in the Chumash. One is that it's Nimo Le'echot. Yesh yulid ba'ayis shenimol le'echot. When it's a yoytze doif, and then it's nimol le'echot. There's another gear, so that's what we have here. Nimol le'achar shmoina. Le'achar shmoina is this word, that it's from shmoina and on. It's le'achar shmoina. And it's mamash the tut stagm over here. When you have a yoytze doif that doesn't have the din of vayoyim ha'shmini yibasar alam, is it a din that you can mal it mamish on the first day? Or is it a din that it's still a din of shmini, but uben shmoina is yom, which is from the 8th day and on? Cholayf and it's not doicha Shabbos, and like we spoke at, it's not even doicha Yom. Yeah, that's the same as a groisa arichas, but on get after this. One of the mashlim we mentioned it earlier in the shir, the groisa shtel, the mashos kasha, the parshas drachim, and all the gedolei achroinim. If the Gemara says, and we'll chazar again the kasha, if the Gemara says in Yuma dat chofches that Avram Avinu was mal himself, was makayim kol a Torah kula koydim shenitna, if he's keeping the whole Torah. So why didn't he mal himself also before? Why did he wait till the Rabbi Shalom was mitzavim? He could have mal himself also before. And for the Marsha, he only started keeping the mitzvahs after he did Mila. And that's about the Teretz. But there are many other Teretz, and we'll speak out a few. The Mizrahi says there's a cloud, Godel ha-mitzuva v'oysa m'misha eini mitzuva v'oysa. And Bris Mila, since it's a mitzvah you can only do once, you can't do it more than once. So about that, Avraham Avinu waited in order to rather do it in the darga of mitzuva v'oysa. Another nusach motu mishmei from the Briskarov, you could only mal if you're an oral. And Avram Avinu, until he was mitzava alamila, wasn't even an oral yet. He wasn't even an oral. Now I heard a different shot, which I want to clear as a chiddush. Maybe it's the same as the Briskarov. The Gemara says in the Dorim that the emes Avram Avinu was misakin Avram without the Hayes Gematri 243. He was misakin 243 Avram. And finally, then the last five Ivarim becomes Avram, which the last five, from the five Ivarim is the Milo. When a goy is an oral, the ganze goy is an oral. An oral, a goy, even if he's mal himself, is an oral. You know why? Because his entire 248, his ganze ramach Ivarim is one chitz of oral. When we do Milo, the pshat is, since we're bibrisei shel Avram Avinu, and automatically b'schus that we're noiled as bnei Avram, we already have the 243. Now all we need to do is mashlim and take off the oral. When we say that Avram Avinu wasn't an oral yet until he was nistav on his mila, because his avoided, the way the Gemara says in the Dorm, was to arbit in an oisboyin and take him off the alus of his other reish mem gimel evarim, till when he's ready to now you're an oral. Now the oral is only on that aver. This now is given the gansagum. And it's not a spirit, it's the same word. He wasn't an oral yet. It wasn't nishlam yet that what's left is only that arla. Faker. It was still in the middle of the talich of the arbit. Homi is though he says that Avram Avinu couldn't mal because he wasn't an oral. But I want to say a chiddush to Kipshat. The emes they ask, who was mal Avram Avinu? The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, the only person that could give you a mila is someone that's mohel. A moil has to be mohel. Who was Avram Avinu's moil? So the emes, some say it was Shem ben Noach, who was noil at mohel. Some say it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, V'choros imoy habris. Rabbi Nishlanam was Malam. But there's a mahalak that Avraham Avinu was Malam himself. How is he Malam himself? Say a pilpul like this. Bemis, every ger, let a ger be Malam himself. Boy, I is not Mal, boy in ka'achas. So they say from Shul like Diskin, there's no boy in ka'achas, because you have to do Mila and Priya. And since you have to do Mila and Priya, and if you're just going to do Mila, call Amol Balei Pari, you're not Mol yet, so the Ger who's going to attempt to be Mal himself just does Mila, he's still not Mol, and he was Mal himself, someone that's not Mol. So why is Avraham Avinu different? Avraham Avinu wasn't Etzave in Priya. The Gemara says, Mefurish, Priya only started in the times of Yeshua. Did Avraham Avinu do Priya? It says he did. And the Rishonim asked, why did he do Priya? Priya is only in the times of Yeshua. Zok the Rishonim, the Ritva and Tosfos and Yavamis, because Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah after he did Mila. So he kept all that, he did Priya. Zok HaZeh. If Avraham Avinu, before he got a tzivah from Hashem, is going to want to do Mila, he's not mitzvah at all yet. And we're going to go now like the Marsha, that he's already keeping the mitzvahs. So what does he want to do? He wants to do Mila and Priya. He can't pull off a Boyim Ka'achas. Because the Mila and the Priya is of the same Adrega Schiv that he has. And you can't have a Boyim Ka'achas like a regular Ger can have a Boyim Ka'achas. Now that he was Netzava on Mila and not yet on Priya, he does Mila and he has Boyim Ka'achas that he's Moho. So the two, he can do Priya also. Because once he's Netzava, once now he's keeping the mitzvahs, he can do Priya also. It says in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that Avraham Avinu's Milo was on Rabbi Yom Kippur. How is he Doicha Yom Kippur? It's a Milo Shaloi Bezmanadach. He was not 8 days old. He was 100 years old. It's a Milo Shaloi Bezmanadach. How is it Doicha Yom Kippur? Zokman Azeh. It wasn't Yom Kippur yet. He didn't start keeping the mitzvahs yet. After he was Mal himself, then he started keeping the mitzvahs. Shana River, son Yom Kippur. But I ask you, it says that Avraham Avinu was Mal all of his Bnei Bayis. Who was he Mal first? The Ramban says he was Mal himself last. He was mal everyone else first. The Ramban says he was mezamen harbe moyalim. I don't know who they are. He was zimen lem harbe moyalim. He says if he was going to be farmated, if he was mal himself, he was mal himself last. But most Rishonim learn he was mal himself first, and it's pashut he had to. He was mal himself first. Boyim ka'achas became a moyal, who's mohol, and now he could mal. And it's mochach anyways, because it says that he did priya on Yishmol. He didn't do priya on himself. He did priya on Yishmol. If he was mal Yishmol first and then himself, he wasn't keeping the mitzvahs yet, because according to the Marsha, he only starts keeping the mitzvahs after he's mal. Why did he do priya on Yishmol? Minei ubei, that's muchrach, that avad, he was mal, not like the Ramban, that he was mal himself first, became itzuv in the mitzvahs. Then it became Yom Kippur Oysid. Then he's mal Yishmol. Now we have takashver, so why is he mal Yishmol, if it's already Yom Kippur, and it's also a milah shalai bezmanah, thus is avad shtel. Now from this, it's a dovah sredna, then good.